Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, gave you beautiful music coming there from Specs and New Light featuring Kayam Tetwa. And the title of the song is Greater Are You. And before that, it was Stephen Opokiri, Wonderfully Made, my family members. And it is exactly 20 minutes just before 2. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, my family, when you are walking on this journey, be reminded that you are wonderfully made. You are never alone, but the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings is with you all the time. There is no time where you will ever find yourself alone. He is God with you in the valleys. He is God with you in the mountains. As much as he holds you up in the mountains and he is your strength in the mountains, he still is your strength and he holds you up with the righteousness of his right hand, even in the valleys. Pastor Nozipora Kolota is encouraging you and I to be reminded that God is for us, that he cares, that he loves us, that no matter what we're going through, he becomes light in every situation that we find ourselves in, that he becomes light and guidance in all of that. So I hope that with her message, you will be encouraged, you will hold on, you will keep on looking unto him and believing he is for you, regardless of how it might feel, but he walks with you every step of the way. He is God through and through.
Tsunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
In the book of Genesis 1 verse 2, the Bible says, "Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness." I want to speak to people who are going through situations such as these, situations of chaos, of darkness, of emptiness, that if you are a child of God, if you're born again, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is within you. The fact that you have walked or stumbled into a situation like that, it does not mean that he's absent. The Bible in fact says, if you go through the waters, I will be with you. Through the fire, it will not burn you. So the presence of God with us does not mean that we are not going to have to battle, to go into battlefield. We are not going to go into challenges. In fact, sometimes we attract the battle by merely being the children of God, the children of light. So you see Jesus saying, "In this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." You see, that was the problem that the disciples had with Jesus being in the boat and yet the storm raging. Because he was there. Why are they struggling like this in his presence? The presence of God does not mean that automatically we will not go into challenges and our situation will automatically be rectified. But he has given us the Holy Spirit, who is our guide. And the Bible says that Christ always leads us in triumph. So even in those hard situations, he is the one who will guide us, who will lead us into the victories. God says to Joshua in the book of Joshua 1 verse 8, he says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So through the situations, he is there. And why does Joshua need to be strong? Because he's going to have to go into battles to fight for the things that God has promised to Israel and their forefathers. In Isaiah 62 verse 6, the Bible says, "I have posted watchmen on your walls, Jerusalem. They will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give him no rest till he establishes Jerusalem and make her the praise of the earth. Now God has already made his promises. His word is out to them for all the situations that you can find yourself in. But it is up to you to fill your spirit with the word, fill your spirit with faith, so that you can go out and fight alongside God for the promises that God has given you, so that you can go into the presence of the Lord and remind him of the things that he has promised you. You see, when the earth is formless, void, and empty, and the spirit is there, nothing changes until God speaks and says, let there be light. And you see, it's significant that he starts by creating the light, saying, let there be light. Because the word of God, the Bible says, it's a lamp unto our feet. It's what gives us direction. Before everything was put in order, before the chaos was fixed and emptiness was filled, first of all, he started by bringing the light. The word of the Lord will go ahead of rectifying the situations in your life. Find the scriptures that are relevant to the situation that is difficult for you, to the things that you're believing God for, the things you're believing God to change. Find the relevant scriptures. And it is important to make sure that you find the correct teaching. You are not believing amiss. Because a lot of people have gone out. The Bible says there are those who will even claim to be Christ. There'll be false prophets that have gone out. You see, when God creates the light, he says, let there be light. And then the Bible says he saw that the light was good. There are some people who think they're in the light and yet they're in the darkness. The measure of the truth is scripture. The measure of truth is what the Bible says. God will never act contrary to his character. God will never act contrary to his word. He will never speak contrary to any of his word. He is a consistent God. So find the word and make sure it is the truth. The Bible says God then separated the light from the darkness. Let there be clarity of what the word of the Lord says, and everything will start to fall into place as you believe, as you put your faith in the word of God regarding your situation. You see, the Bible tells us that Jesus went to, I believe it was Capernaum, and the power of God was available to heal, but he could not heal a lot of people because they did not have the faith. What he first needed to do was build up their faith. Build up your faith to be able to receive the things that God has said concerning your situation. Let there be light. And this is the word bite for today.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is Mahalia Buchanan, You Fight For Me, and before Victor Thompson, Dependable God. And that's how we came out from the teaching and the encouragement there from Pastor Nozi Porakolo, encouraging us to seek God even when we are going through situations and believing God beyond anything. So the first thing that we need to do is beyond what the word is, to believe what the word of God says and who he says we are. Everything about it first, before anything else, because it will be hard for us to believe that He is for us if we do not believe His word. So it starts by us believing in His word. And yes, that's why we gave you those awesome sounds. Dependable God, He is dependable. Oh, you can depend on Him. You can surely do that. He will never fail you. He is faithful through and through on a daily 24/7, never changing. He says He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, which means that every minute, every second, He remains the same. He never changes. When everything and circumstances and people and other things do change, yena, He remains God. Forever the way He is and never changing and not allowing anything to move Him or shift Him from what He said in His word. We're crossing over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and then we will be connecting to Advocate Rufus Malaji. I loved how Eudine said it earlier on. Rufus Malaji. Yes, Rufus Malaji will be in the house. We're talking about the constitutional rights for Christians in South Africa. So if you're a Christian in South Africa, you want to know these. And now, your 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.